What's the difference between a church that is a movement and one that's simply a monument? And is there a difference between a church that seeks to profit from our culture and one that speaks prophetically into our culture? Those are some of the questions that are addressed in this issue of Audio Ur. My name is Sky Jatani. I'm the managing editor of Leadership Journal. In this podcast, David Swanson, a regular contributor to Audio Ur, sits down and speaks with Paul Metzger, the author of Consuming Jesus: Beyond Race and Class Divisions in a Consumer Church. If you'd like to read more about that book, you can find David Swanson's full review in the fall issue of Leadership Journal. This is just a brief segment of their conversation, and more will be posted in the weeks ahead. I hope you enjoy it.
You point out that for many evangelical churches, stability and security become very, very important. And then you go on to say that stability and security have the potential to become, and I'm quoting here, diabolical and idolatrous in the church. How so? What are you picturing when you write that?
Well, I think even from my own work, a grassroots movement work like New Wine, New Wineskins, or other things I'm involved in, while any of us are building infrastructure for a movement that we sense God's hand upon, we had to be very careful that a movement doesn't become a monument. And so if I were developing my institute, or let's say a pastor's developing a church, or church leaders are working together to really do something that's really profound and is having great impact and having great import for the gospel in the community, once things turn toward security at all cost, or how to make the machine run, even if that means toning down and relegating to the side some of the key values that got you to that place in order to make things move forward, that's where I think security and those structures have taken away the prophetic edge. So again, when a movement becomes a monument, it's often bound up with how to make the thing work, and it's the thing is exists for itself. And so I always have to, and I think for all of us as Christ followers, we always have to go before the Lord with an open hand, and it's not always easy. I mean, it's hard because we want to see things move forward and develop, but you know, we need to have an open hand, say, Lord, do with this what you will. And you know, Dr. Perkins talks about it in the afterword of the book, that you know, we'll work with those groups in whatever capacity we can. And he's talking about forces in larger society, business, government, and such. But we're never going to compromise in order to get their support. So we always must maintain that prophetic edge. And I feel that in the evangelical church, we know often more, and we have more books on how to make a profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, than we do on how to build a prophetic message, you know, the P-H-E-T-I-C. And I think that's something that's very difficult for us in the evangelical community. Prophetic voices can often be viewed as divisive, and they can, you know, a person can be divisive if the intent is not redemptive. But if it is redemptive, and if it is seeking to build the church, even when it means challenging, like Paul did Peter, as is talked about in Galatians, you know, then that's not divisive. Otherwise, the Lord is divisive when he's turning over tables in the temple. But it's a redemptive, it's a coercive love, you know, that what Christ is about. And so I just think that we have to be very careful that the church does not exist for the church, but for Christ and his kingdom. And it's very subtle, because I can easily give up the ghost, so to speak, by making whatever it is I'm doing be number one rather than Christ and his kingdom. And you know, I have to say to myself, on whatever I'm talking about, even my book, Jesus didn't die for my book. Jesus died for the church, you know, to raise up the church. And hopefully my book is about, you know, the values of his kingdom vision for the church, and not as an end in itself.